digital marketing optimizer the same as a digital marketing manager. But in this sense, mostly what I do is to help the business achieve its objectives at the least amount of money.
Yes, guys, it is the Power Talks with Suna, Ronald, myself. This is a podcast that aims to bring conversations about digital and media business on a record where thought leaders guide and help us to understand the market needs, which will shape the industry for the very best at global standards. Myself and the team have created this show not only because we have history in professional digital marketing for brands, but we felt a call to action to share knowledge with industry players that this would be the right thing to provide solutions to aspiring entrepreneurs in the digital landscape.
You're talking about your fantasy with sport, and that's Formula One. And I'd ask you a question: whether Hamilton is your favorite fan in that sport, or you have someone else?
It's Hamilton, of course.
It's everyone's favorite. Yes, I can see.
Not everyone's, depends, but me has always been.
I am not yet into Formula One. I should just, I think, maybe try to stock on it. I'm a person who is into motor racing and, of course, WWE, the infamous thing. I think we share quite a lot of similar interests, especially when it comes to the hobbies and, of course, the career we've been through. But yeah, Remy, you've just shared with us that you are a digital marketing optimizer, something which is new to the market, I would say. Yes, digital marketing is something new. However, the word, the extra terminology, which is optimizer, it is something which is quite interesting. So could you probably define the term digital marketing optimizer to our audience, and also maybe share with us how your day in life is when you head to office?
Thank you. Once again, away from fancy titles, but basically, digital marketing optimizer the same as a digital marketing manager. But in this sense, mostly what I do is to help the business achieve its objectives at the least amount of money or at the least cost. In other words, I look at what we are doing, make sure we optimize if content is working. That is what we should go with when it comes to media buying. If a certain ad, a certain campaign is working fine, basing on the targeting or other optimizations that we have, we basically have to concentrate on that. And whatever is not working, I advise the business to let it go. Basically, achieving.
And this is at Vision Group or just a particular entity, which we could say here, New Vision as a paper itself.
These are Vision Group. You find that we have quite a large portfolio of different brands, like Star Print, that we handle.
Exactly. And how is your day now? Of course, you just shared with us digital marketing optimizer. The extraness, of course, could be fancy, but you're just as similar as a person who is doing digital marketing. We may not escape the word optimizer, but then maybe what's so unique about this role from the background you've had? Is there anything that you've just noticed and you find maybe quite unique for this new role that you're having now?
Not exactly something unique, but because I've worked in a news organization before.
And where was that?
I've been to Vision Group before, but not under the same role. Actually, earlier in my career, I was a writer for SWAG. If you know SWAG,
I do know SWAG.
Yeah, I used to write for them, but still from a tech angle, I used to be a tech contributor.
Interesting.
I meant in a sense from Tech Charger, because what we do much as it's a tech blog, we write about news and we disseminate it to people. So there was nothing new, only that now it was on a larger scale compared to what we do at Tech Charger. Because imagine all those brands that we handle across broadcast, TV, that is radio, print and online, everything.
An impressive career you've had. You just shared with us the previous roles you had in different places. But yeah, we've not yet gotten to the nitty-gritty of career profession. Could you share with us the places you've been to and what you are doing for a better understanding of Remy as a person who is marketing who is in the marketing department of Vision Group right now. How do you get to Vision Group? Maybe the journey from when you discovered yourself that you could be a very good digital marketer and where you are now.
I started off with TechCharger. That was in 2013. I was I'm among the founding members of the blog. From TechCharger, even up to now, I'm still part of TechCharger in a senior role. I'm the executive editor. From TechCharger, I went to New Vision, like I said earlier, as a tech contributor to Schwag, basically contributing or sharing stories about the latest in tech, especially consumer technology, looking at different phones, gadgets, what is new in the world of technology and the like. Then from there, I took a sabbatical. As you are aware, I did act in school, so I had to complete school. I had to go in a design studio. I worked there for a year, but it wasn't my thing. I followed my heart. enrolled for digital marketing courses. Surprisingly, most of the materials available freely online. I'm self-taught. After getting a couple of certifications and also experience, I used to work and people would always come to me and they're like, Remy, I have a problem with my Facebook. How can I open a Facebook page? How can I market better? And I actually realized I could craft a career out of it. One person who had a very huge impact in my career was John Senkezi. I remember at one time we were called to Vodafone. So I go to Vodafone to meet John. They were proposing something for the different blogs that were leading in the country. I had a chat with him. He told me his day-to-day, how he got where he was. I was fascinated. I was like, you know what? I can also craft a career out of this. I wanted to move away from it being just a passion and make money out of it. So that interaction with John Senkezi actually impacted my life in an amazing way. If it weren't for him, I don't know.
Yeah, I know John Senkezi. He's one of, I think, the prominent people we have in digital marketing. I think he's handling NSSF.
Yeah, he's the digital marketing optimizer. Digital marketing supervisor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, supervisor.
Yeah, so from there, I applied at Technomobile, one of the leading, if not the leading, mobile phones brands in the country. I joined as an executive. Over time, I grew into a strategist. But while at Techno, arguably, we launched one of the most successful smartphones on the Ugandan market, that being the Camon X or Camon 10. Praise for its camera features. It was very affordable, as you know. Techno makes very good phones at a price everyone can at least afford.
That is correct. They've really understood the African market.
Yeah. I believe that's where even I go to meet you, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes.
So while at Techno, my role expanded beyond just the Techno brand. I used to help the other team members with go-to-market plan, still strategy, on how to address launches, how to approach the markets, how do we address the different target audiences. And it encompassed the Infinix brand away from Techno. We also launched very many phones under Infinix. The Note series, they had the Hot series, even Techno besides Camon, it had the Spark series, it had the Phantom series. And some of these launches could be intercontinental. You find that a phone could launch simultaneously from Nigeria, but when they're small casting everything across the different markets, I used to help with that as well. So from Techno, that's where I got the opportunity to join one of the leading media agencies in the whole world, that is Havas, as a digital manager. And from there, I go to handle very many brands, most of them international, like Airtel, Emirates, Reckitt Benckiser. You know the guys of Reckitt?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Also there, one of my achievements was we won Shell, the fuels brand.
Yes, the Shell, yes, please.
Yes, so we won the digital account 360. We also did their media. Actually, besides digital, I also do traditional media, but this is largely because of the team I was with. Most of them were from the traditional side, and I appreciate them for showing me that it's not only about digital. At times, you have to do integrated marketing communication.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But also traditional channels.
Yeah, when you're media buying, you just don't need to concentrate on the digital, but also get into the traditional spaces of broadcast media and billboard, you name it.
Yeah, that is true. So, and also you find that most of the activities that we do online, people get to see them offline, or they convert offline. So imagine if you have to attribute the conversions that happened offline, but when the campaign ran online. So the two cannot be separated, at least not for now.
And from Harvest, that's when you head to New Vision. Is that correct?
Yes, from Harvest, that's where I head to New Vision.
And that's where I'm heading to right now. You are now in a new entity, which is newspaper yet again. Yes, you've had a background as a writer, but now you are in the marketing division. And of course, at the wake of COVID-19, we've really seen so much happening, a lot of negativity. First of all, we've seen how market shares have really affected, have been affected by the pandemic. However, I know there is so much positivity coming out of companies like Vision Group on at the helm of the crisis. I know there are people like you who have utilized this as an opportunity to move your vehicle before people. You've helped people to, you've enabled the company to be at the forefront despite the challenges. So yeah, what are those things, first of all, you are appreciative of that you've seen happening, if at all it wasn't for COVID?
I've appreciated the digitization that is taking place at Vision Group, largely because it's COVID accelerated. You find that it hit us hard. No one expected it. Disrupted very many people's lives. When it came to our industry, especially print, it was affected very badly. And this helped the company to digitize at a very fast rate. You find that now majority of our products, 90, if I'm not mistaken, 80 to 90% are digitized. If you want to read a newspaper, we have an e-paper to subscribe to. If you want to watch your TV, we have the New Vision Digital Experience app. It has all the TV stations. It has all the radio stations. You can as well read at articles, newspapers. If you want to subscribe to our physical e-paper, but online, I told you we have the e-paper. If you want to pay for adverts, you can book for these online.
But these are structures that have been in existence, right?
They were there, but majority of them were non-digitized. But now we've taken a notch higher that most of them, you can interface with them online than before.
Can you probably give us an insight or maybe the subscription levels before COVID and right now, maybe to give an audience of what you're trying to put to book when you talk about positives and also helping to digitize all these infrastructure that were already existing. You've just shared with us that you're now concentrating at 80 to 90% of pushing the brand through those avenues. How are the subscription models? How are people interacting with these models? Do you have those figures maybe by hand?
I have the figures, but I'm not at liberty to send those figures. I know we might have the competition listening in.
Do us the orders, please.
Hey guys, sorry, I have to interrupt this episode just for 1 minute. I have important information that will be helpful, especially to the young and upcoming CEOs in the digital and technology industry. So most of us don't have life coaches, right? On the contrary, we do find ourselves learning a lot from YouTube videos. However, we've understood that accessing such news information in the technology sector, you need to trust a dedicated news website covering finance and technology. And these ones stand out by far as the fastest means of communication to cover breaking stories and trending news. So allow me to introduce to you Mazima.com. Mazima.com is the freshest news site which shares accurate and up-to-speed information about e-commerce, sport, marketing, and startup milestones, which you will need to equip yourself with. Head to Google or any search engine and type Mazima.com. Do not forget to share stories that you find impactful and those that you love and find interesting on your social media platform so that we can grow the network. So thank you.
Oh, cheers. Please, this would go to your bosses. You shall fight so hard that you can link it to your bosses.
Okay, but let me give you an example of our e-paper product. From the start, under the former CEO, that is Mr. Robert Kavushenga, a decision was taken to launch the product for free. So we had very many people subscribing, but for free. We are not charging for it. But then later on, we put it behind a paywall. We had to subscribe to get that premium content. You find that we have a lot of content that you cannot find elsewhere. But even still, Of course, there was a little bit of churn, but over time, you find that we are seeing a growth trajectory in terms of subscribers, people that are coming into our next, and that we are even running promos, rewarding people, in any case, to subscribe for at least a month or so. And how can you subscribe? You know, Ugandans are very accustomed to using mobile money. We accept that. That is across the different leading telcos, MTN and Airtel. You can as well use your card. You can as well use PayPal. In other words, our integrator looks at different providers in the market, which I don't believe much of the competition or even other people out there are offering. Majority of them are either trading with cards, but us, we give you mobile money and also cards as well.
And really, being digital-centric people, you would argue for a fact that you understand that the mass market out there, few of them not only download movies to pirate them, just hiding away from subscription models like Netflix, you name it, and those other service providers. How sure can we guarantee that news media companies can survive on subscription models and paywalls, especially in markets like ours? Is there any survival chance for paywalls in Uganda?
Actually, as Vision Group, you can still get some of our content for free, but some of it is behind the paywall, like our subscription model. And the two are coexisting. We have different audiences. There are people that are basically looking for free news. There are those that want even to go a little bit further, maybe dissect the information, get investigative, like trickle down to the main point. They'll come to the print side of things. You get it? So I believe the two can coexist. Recently, USA Today, I believe you know that paper. It's also trying out a hybrid model whereby they are reserving their premium content behind the paywall. Eh? Then the rest of the content, you can readily have it for free. It's more or less the same model we are having. But from my point of view, it's thriving. And if it weren't the case, I don't think the number of subscribers we are having on the e-paper side would be possible. But actually, Ugandans are appreciating it and they are subscribing, as well we are having people that are reading our content for free.
What is one the biggest challenge you're finding in the subscription acceleration of this new vehicle that you're driving towards? Because to so many people, it is new to them. They are used to, hey, if at all I don't have a newspaper, I can go on Facebook or I can go to the New Vision website and I access this information. So it's quite mesianic, for lack of a better word. So when they see something like this, like you need to pay, what are you doing to make sure maybe that you're changing the narrative? Are there any maybe metrics you guys are trying to use to see that you are driving your communication straight and direct and also meaningful? Because we just highlighted here that people can use mobile money. Can they use Visa card? Yes, well, mobile money is something that is very good and many people can actually use it to subscribe. What are you doing as a company to make sure that you're sending out the message there and also you're bringing awareness to the product that you're trying to push?
Basically, the biggest problem is user education. Like for the market, you have to educate them from how to subscribe, how to read different stories, what sections you can get. But above all, much as you can do that, the best thing to give them is value. If someone subscribes to the kind of value that you're giving to them, they are most likely going to do anything it takes to stick around. So what we offer mostly is value. That is having stories that you can't find elsewhere, that are well investigated, that is not just anything you might find online. You find that we are coexisting with online media where news is breaking all the time, but still people come to us to dissect that information, to go further, to explain to them what happened, what is the other guy's point of view, or what is Side B saying, which you cannot find online. But besides that, we also invest heavily in teaching them how to interface with the platform, how to pay for to the platform. And we do this by finding them where they are. Some of them come to us, but we make sure we make it as convenient as possible and we find them where they are. If you're on Facebook, we are there. If you're on Twitter, we are there. Once you go on YouTube, we are there. Even on Google search, we are there. But how do we be able to gauge that we are performing better? Of course, our products are customer-driven. We want to find customers where they are. we also look through insights and get to tell this is the kind of content that people are appreciating. So we give them that exactly, and that keeps them coming back. Hopefully I've answered your question.
Exactly. And Remy, thank you for those remarks. We are people who are tech savvy, and probably we would want to hide with the delusion that wherever we are heading to, things like print are going to die out. Do you believe, or do you go by that fact that has been spreading around that, hey, newspaper, print media all fade out at one point? What do you make of that?
I don't think it will fade out. I feel print is here to stay. But the question is, why do I think so? Authenticity. I feel that explains everything. News is readily available online for free. But there are people that would want to go or dig further to get to understand where the problem is, what the point is. They are most likely going to find that in newspapers. A case in point, if any big company in the country is launching a big campaign, most likely they'll authenticate it through print. If it's a crime, it's a notice, most likely it will go through print. So I don't think print is going to die anytime soon. It is here to stay. Maybe with smaller numbers as time goes on, but it's here to stay.
Interesting. And I think it gets me to the next question of, we see that print media can survive even without internet. And recently we've been having internet shutdowns, especially during the general elections. This is 2021 in February. How are you able to survive as a print media company, as Vision Group that always casts information on social media? How were you able to maneuver that? Please, can you share with us your experience? Because you're already in the role, you're already on job.
Of course, we were able to survive that by innovating and finding people where they are. In other words, we digitized most of our products. You find that physical movements were limited. It's around the same time that our e-paper product was made free, like available to everyone. Yeah, and there was a shift in behavior that we believe is going to stick around, judging by what we get to see. Besides even print media, you find that the market as a whole has adopted other e-services like e-commerce. Previously, we only used to know Jumia, but these days you find that different businesses are online. Someone could be having a kiosk, but their business is online. You can find them on Facebook and all. But away from all this, we have a large diaspora that is reading our content. We are able to serve those. Not to say that we are not impacted by COVID-19. Of course, our readership went down, not just in print figures, but also traffic to the website went down. But how we are able to survive it, basically, it's innovation and accepting the challenge at hand, coming up with solutions that we are able to address it. A case in point, the e-paper, we launched within the same period the new Vision Digital Experience app that I've talked about, and other e-services that were previously not available at the company.
I see. Yeah. All right, Remy, I know you are a new company. You have a new boss at Vision Group, who is young, by the way. I'm really inspired by the fact that the leadership at New Vision chose someone who is much younger, great practice from the state, and that is Mr. Don Wanyama.
Okay.
Do you have any expectations from the MD, the new MD? Is he going to change the company? Because yes, from our end, of course, we are excited from what we know that he has had this kind of history. But probably you as a person who is already an employee, you know the challenges that you're facing in the company. What do you think Don Wanyama can bring to the company? Any expectations?
Of course, expectations are there. I like the fact that he's digital first. He's a very good guy. That's all I can say. For the rest of the staff, I don't believe I'm in the best position to discuss it.
I see. You got some cold feet there, but it's okay. Yeah, I do agree on the point of the fact that he's digital first, and something to see that you are the people who can always bring those decisions in one accord. I believe you will really enjoy your stay at Vision Group. But yeah, from all whatever you've shared, I know we even share our group, which is called Top Bloggers. It's a community group where we discuss things, digital marketing, and of course, share opportunities that are available. With that comes a network of people who are aspiring and looking up to you. any advice that you would share to someone who is looking up to you or to be in your same shoes?
Basically, at times you have to juggle or look for, do a little bit of everything, but over time you get to realize what your strengths are. The moment you do that, be as consistent as possible, master everything you need to do or everything about that field that you've been able to identify. You find that people treat digital as one thing, but it's very many things combined. Like I said earlier, we have the strategy bit, we have the media buying aspect, we have content, there is product development, there is reporting, analytics, and all those things. So at first, maybe you can do a little bit of everything, but over time, some you can't miss because they are interconnected. But you can identify, maybe I'm a good media buyer. You try to study everything about media buying. These days you find that all people do reach and awareness campaigns. But what value do you drive to the bottom line of the business? Maybe you should start tracking conversions. You become good at those things. The moment you do, become an expert in that particular
thing. Find something like could be a niche in the digital marketing space that you'll be good at to pivot you and leverage your negotiating power wherever you go or wherever you want to tap into. Is that correct?
Yes, it's true. Still, when it comes to advice, I feel like people should be very good at personal branding. I've had some opportunities come my way because someone saw me somewhere, post somewhere, or was recommended by someone. So that is also very key. But above all, value addition. If you find a place in, let me say, point A, try to drive them to point B. Or if they are in position one, do something. If they're in the 10th position, try to make sure that whatever impact you leave can transform the company from, let me say, position 10 to position one. I think
Pleased to have you. You have so much information. I know this is not going to be the last time we're hosting you on this part of the podcast. Great insights. I know many people who are also in similar probably companies who are competitors could be listening in and they will learn a thing or two from the hailing biggest media company we have here in the country.
Okay. Thank you.
Unless when you have any other final words, probably share your social media handles where they can get in touch with you.
On LinkedIn, I still go by my name, Remedia Sewankambo. The same on Twitter and the same on Facebook.
All right, Remy. Good to have you and have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you.
As well.
This podcast is brought to you by Greypoint Media. Yeah.